10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It's October 17, 5:30. Almost to the weekend. It is so good to have you guys here with us as we get things going. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay. Laura got home last night about 1 o'clock. She was in New York City, so she had a late flight back. She got it at 1 o'clock, and she was like, don't get up, don't get up when I get home. I'm like, I'm going to get up when you get home. I'm going to help you with your bags and everything. And I just couldn't fall back asleep. It was really weird. Normally, I have no issue falling back to sleep, but last night, she got in, she got settled, and I was just tossing and turning from 1 until 3:30.
But oh, boy.
I'll be fine, but yeah, it was really odd. Like, I normally fall back asleep with no issue. But last night, for some reason, my body was like, nope, we're going to stay up.
Do you have a busy day today? Are you able to go home and maybe catch a quick nap or something?
Yeah, I'll be able to get some rest time in there later on this afternoon, so I'm not too worried. Real quick, are you hearing a buzz in your headphones or just me?
It's funny you say that. I don't hear it in my headphones, but someone was in my studio and they accidentally left. This is like kind of inside radio stuff. They left my my monitor on KMXB Air.
Uh-huh.
And so I was hearing the air feed for a long time and it was very staticky.
Was it?
Very staticky. And so I went to our program feed, it was clearer, but let me just check really quick. Oh yeah, air feed is like way staticky.
Is it staticky?
It's really
yeah.
Really
so
bad.
I had a weird buzz in my headphones and then a static on the air feed, so we'll try to figure things out. Oh,
yeah.
It's loud in my ears too. Wow.
I don't know what's going on this morning. If you guys are up, are we staticky or are you hearing us okay? Maybe it's just my connection here, but I was like, what is going on? And then I realized I saw there was only like 10 seconds left on the song, but on the song that I was hearing, I could tell there was more than 10 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? Someone messed with my stuff over here. So.
It's a trip when you switch back to the air feed. You're now going back 12 seconds in time, right? Because the air feed is 12 seconds behind us. Yeah. How are you doing this morning? How's everything in your world right now?
Oh, doing okay. It was kind of a later night. My daughter had a game last night. It was an away game. It was another stop on the Mercedes warm-up playlist for volleyball games tour stop. And I was bummed. It was I don't think the school we were at really put a lot of effort into.
Oh, no kidding.
I think they just plugged in someone's phone and press play. No shade at all. I just don't think that was their thing. First of all, the first set of games, JV, there was zero music. It was silence. And I was like, what's going on here? And then I was like, you know what? Maybe this is just not their thing. Maybe they just prioritize the game more than the music. And I don't hate you for that. But yeah, you didn't get a good score. Sorry, Desert Oasis.
Oh, it was Desert Oasis.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, like I said, I think they prioritize the game over the music, which is probably what we should all do when we play a volleyball
game. It's all about the warm-up and getting the energy going. Was there any standout song? Because I feel like you went from school to school, and each school you went to was topping each other.
It was Sandstorm, which reminds me of spin class. You know the Sandstorm?
Uh-huh.
That song, it was that. And then it was an Imagine Dragons song. Okay, this was the one song. Which is high energy. I will give you that.
That's a lot.
I have like flashbacks to my spin class with that. And then, was it Imagine Dragons? Oh, gosh, it wasn't Thunder. I can't remember what Imagine Dragons song it was. But I was like, okay, cool. I don't know. I was just kind of like, eh, it was all right. I still have, which school?
Was it Durango High School?
No, Durango was number
Arborview?
Two.
Arborview
is still first place
Arborview.
In my book. So, yeah.
I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, Mercedes didn't mention if she's going to a volleyball game tonight. And you did, and it was a disappointing one. Darn it, come on, Desert Oasis.
But they were a great host school. They are a really nice gym. They have, like, high-tech everything. I was like, ooh, this is fancy. So, yeah, it was a good time last night, and then got home kind of late. And just, like, the news about Liam Payne kind of shook me all day long. I was just really, and as as I'm sure a lot of you were just completely shocked. And we're going to talk more about that this morning in what's trending and give you the latest on what we know. But yeah, when I found that out, I was just like in complete disbelief. Like, it's just the saddest thing I've ever heard. And I just, yeah, that was really kind of weighing on my mind all day yesterday.
When did it break? Because that's the first thing I saw this morning when I got here to the radio station.
Are you serious? You didn't see it?
I didn't catch it last night. No TV on last night.
Oh my gosh.
It was yesterday afternoon it took
place?
Yeah,
I was actually at the TV station and we were about 15 minutes to going on air. And one of our producers comes back and says, did you guys just see the news about Liam Payne? Mm-hmm. And we're like, no, what? And only Argentinian news was reporting it at this time. We're like, it's not confirmed. We can't go on air with it until it's confirmed here, you know, in the States, like check TMZ, check AP, check, you know, all these places. No one was confirming it. And about maybe 5 minutes before we were about to go on, it was confirmed.
Was it? Yeah.
So we were like quickly writing a story to go on. And so when we went on yesterday, we were just completely frazzled, like, what? Oh my gosh. And having to deliver that news and know that we were probably one of the first people that a lot of people were getting that news from. Mm-hmm. It was just like, whoa. So yeah, it happened right around just before 3 o'clock yesterday, our time.
Where was I yesterday afternoon? Oh yeah. The only TV I had on last night was the Dodgers game. That's the only TV that was on last night. It was only on for a little bit last night. And so I wasn't really doing that much social media. So I didn't get it till this morning. It's still, either way, still shocking when you see that.
Yeah.
But also, there's a great point. When you're in that world of radio or news and you're reading something like that, that is in your mind as you're doing it, thinking, okay, I'm delivering this to fans of his that are hearing this for the first time. And that's going to be a core memory for the rest of their lives, where they were when they heard the news about his passing.
Yeah. And then, you know, you go from that and then it was like, and today, and then you have to go into a happy story and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm still like shook by this news. How am I supposed to
deliver this
in a happy way? So yeah, it was kind of a crazy day yesterday. And just, yeah, we do have more details on that. We'll talk a little bit more about it later, but let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Unbelievable by EMF?
You're unbelievable.
Hear 1-2 Step by Sierra. Or do you want to hear Higher by Creed? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us with your vote on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can also go to our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, and vote there. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
You're gonna want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we are going to talk about the 80s cartoon that is getting a revamp for a new generation. What do you hope it is? We'll tell you coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and 1-2 Step by Sierra is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
It's a jazzy fizzle. Production fizzle.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. There is a cartoon from the 80s that is making a return with a new TV show and movie. And this is one that I knew about the toy related to it, but I didn't know there was a cartoon of it until I saw this. And I was like, wow, I'm really bummed I never watched this cartoon. If I play this, does this bring back any memories for anyone? Rainbow Bright is back. So she had her own TV series, a cartoon, and now it's coming back as a theatrical film and a television series. And a lot of people are really excited about this. I remember the Rainbow Bright doll.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there was a cartoon that went along with it. I guess the original series aired from 84 to 86, and there were different TV specials. But I do remember that she had her was it like a horse named Starlight, and her little sidekick, which was named Twink, I believe. Just
Twink was her sidekick. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God, I'm looking at some of the characters. Yeah. Whoa, what a flashback.
Yeah. So that's
Starlight
back.
The horse. Yeah.
Is there something like a cartoon that you wish they would bring back for a new generation? Because that's great. Now a whole new Gen Alpha. They're, and some of maybe Gen Z will be exposed to this cartoon and they'll see what Rainbow Bright was all about. I thought the doll was beautiful. So many colors. I never had it, but I definitely wanted it. So what else? What other cartoon needs to make a comeback? 702-364-9400.
I'm going to go back to this one from the 80s.
Yo, Joe! There's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe is there. Fighting for freedom. Wherever there's trouble.
A real. Wait. Doesn't he say a real American hero?
Yes, huh?
Fighting Cobra and Destro.
Yeah. So you know the characters just because of the theme song.
Yeah, I do remember that. My brother was really into G.I. Joe. And He-Man, too.
He-Man. Oh, yeah, of course.
What would he say when he would lift up his sword?
I have the power.
Yeah, that was
so muscular, He-Man was, too.
What else needs to make a comeback? The one that did make a comeback that I was really excited about was Gem. Like, they did a movie about it, and I tried watching the movie, and I was, like, not the biggest fan, but maybe I didn't give it a fair chance. But I liked the cartoon Gem. I think it needs to come back in cartoon form with a more like up-to-date kind of feel to it,
it
you
was
know.
Gem and the Holograms.
Gem,
right?
Yeah, she was the singer. She had her band, the Holograms. Then there was the rival band called the Misfits, and they were like, oh, they were bad girls. They were evil. And so, yeah, I would love to see a revamp of Gem come back. Cartoon form, not movie form.
I didn't know they had rivals named the Misfits, that they were like the punk band or something that they would fight.
Yeah, I can't remember the lead singer's name, but I think she had green hair and she was just like, oh man, she was just bad news all the way around. Let's talk to Armando. Armando, what cartoon needs to make a comeback?
Rocket Power, man. That one was great. All the kids would go out and skate, you know, and any outdoor sports, that's what that show was all about.
I remember that one. That was like late 90s, right? And there was like, was it like Otto and Regina and all of those guys?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I remember Rocket Power. That
was looking at those characters now, yeah.
That was on Nickelodeon, if I remember correctly. That was a good one. Thanks, Armando. We're getting a ton of texts here. This one said, my cousin loved the Rainbow Bright cartoon. I never watched it, but I definitely knew it existed. This one said, I would love to watch Thundercats again. Oh, yeah.
Do it. Ready?
Thundercats! Ho! That was a good one, too. I love it.
I'm still trying to find Twink, Rainbow Bright's sidekick.
Oh, man.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2154.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, October 17th. It's 6:03. Thanks for joining us here. We're almost to the weekend. Looking forward to it. It's been a week and we've got a lot to get to on the show today. I think I'm going to take up what you're doing, Steph, because it sounds very relaxing, like a moment of zen. But it sounds like something that maybe someone older would do, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, this is my old person trait, and I'll admit to it. This is bird watching is what I've been getting into. And the reason why I've been getting into it is because there's this beautiful tree that's planted in front of my apartment and right in front of my patio, and a ton of birds, like hummingbirds, bees, dragonflies, will stop by this tree and I will start to just bird watch. I'll have Momo on the patio with me. He's on his dog bed. And we're just taking pictures. I actually caught this incredible picture of a hummingbird on one of the trees. And I was like, oh, look, babe, look, babe. And I'm like, look, I got a picture of a hummingbird. And we're both freaking out. And now I've got James into it, too, bird watching in front of my apartment.
It's funny because the only one of those three that's an actual bird is a hummingbird. You mentioned you're like dragonflies.
True, true.
But I like. I like how you classify it all as bird watching because
nature watching.
Yeah, it's,
nature.
but that's a real thing. Like people, I think I saw in New York, like people go to Central Park and they call it birding, and they like go and they identify the species, and like it's a huge, huge thing. You're ahead of your time here in Las Vegas. It hasn't quite made it here, maybe, and now you're doing it.
I'm gonna start a Facebook group.
Yeah,
start the group.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mercedes, do you have an old person trait? So, if Steph's old person trait is bird watching, which is very endearing and sounds relaxing, what would be your old person trait?
I started this because I like to watch a lot of K dramas, and obviously they're in Korean, so I don't understand. So I would put on the closed captioning with the subtitles, and that has gone over to English speaking shows. I watch almost all my shows with closed captioning. I like to be able to know for sure what they are saying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have thick accents and I'm like, what did they just say? And this way, if it's down there and I can read it, even though, yes, it's in English, I like to watch TV with the subtitles on.
And doesn't it tell you too if there's soft music playing in the background,
yes,
or dramatic music?
It picks up on things I may not pick up. It's like eerie noise in other room. And I'm like, I didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. So someone might be here. It's like, it helps you, you know?
It tells the story better. You're watching these shows.
Do you have an old person trait?
I'm doing it right now. Drinking my instant coffee.
Oh,
Folgers
gosh.
Instant coffee.
That is, yeah.
I win.
You definitely win.
If this is a competition, I am the winner. Coming up here on the show, there's tickets for you to go see Coldplay. This is a sold out concert at Allegiant Stadium. But we've got your tickets at 7:30 when you conquered the Mega Minute. And then coming up here next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for us?
We're going to talk about the tragic death of Liam Payne. We have the latest. We'll get it all to you coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Right after What's Trending, we got Heads Up. And when you win, you're going to get tickets to go see comedian Nick Swardson.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Liam Payne is trending this morning. Just absolutely devastating news yesterday. The former One Direction singer is dead after falling from a balcony at his hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Witnesses say that he fell from his room, which was on the third floor of the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel. And as of now, there's no word if it was intentional or accidental. It happened just after 5 p.m. And reports are that Liam had been acting erratically in the hotel lobby. He smashed his laptop. I'm just this morning seeing photos what are alleged to be the room he was staying in. And it's just trashed. Like the TV is completely destroyed. There's stuff on the tables and like burn marks, and it's just, yeah, it's a mess. So, it happened, like I said, just after 5 p.m. I guess he had to be carried to his room. The hotel manager, there's a call that has been released saying that I'm fearful for this man because I'm afraid something could happen. He's on the third floor and mm-hmm. there's a balcony in his room. He said that to police as he was asking them to come out. So Liam had revealed, I guess, a few years ago that he struggled with alcohol and prescription drug addiction. He had even contemplated suicide, he said, while on tour with One Direction. He was recently in the news after reports surfaced about his ex alleging that he deserted her after asking her to have an abortion. And it breaks my heart. This story is just so tragic, intentional or non-intentional, so tragic. And the way he died, the last thing was him just getting trashed online.
Yeah, you know, it's just the guy rest in peace. You know, give him some respect. 31 years old. I was shocked when I saw that headline this morning. And like you said, Mercedes, there's speculation of if he took his own life or it was just a complete accident. He was just, like you said, he's not state of mind, partying too hard and fell off the balcony. Either way, the guy is dead at the age of 31. And that's just, I mean, extremely young and extremely Sad for that guy.
It's so sad. He leaves behind a three-year-old son named Bear, and he was posting on his Snap just hours before saying, hey, we're here in Argentina, you know, it's a beautiful day. And I saw like an interview with him a few days ago, and he was, they played his, no, it wasn't an interview. It was a Snap, and he was saying that the thing he was most looking forward to was going home and seeing his dog. Like, he just was so excited to go see his dog. And it's just, I know a lot of you, I mean, this was your group. This was who you listened to growing up. And I mean, One Direction, iconic. And I was just reading some of the tweets and what people were saying. And there was just the sweetest screenshot someone posted, a 32-year-old woman just completely devastated. This was her group, and her mom sent her a text. 62-year-old mother sent her this text, and she wrote, I remember the day John Lennon died like it was yesterday. I was only 16 years old, but already so in love with the Beatles, listened to them constantly. The very next year was the year that my sweetheart high school boyfriend bought me every Beatles album ever made. I know your heart is hurting today, honey. I'm so sorry. Some days are just hard. And I was just like, I don't know. This has been bothering me ever since. It's just so tragic.
It's heartbreaking. Now, were your daughters into this, into One Direction? I know you were a fan of, or you still are a fan of One Direction.
Yeah.
Did you ever go and see them when they came to town?
But no, we did just see Harry Styles.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, we saw him solo. But they were kind of young for that. Like, if anyone would like them, it would probably have been more me than them. But they really like them solo and their solo career and stuff. And It's just so tragic. How are you guys feeling about it today? It's just, we're going to get more information about it. It may be information. It's going to be information we don't necessarily want to hear, but the facts are going to come out about this. And it's just so sad.
And then TMZ too. I think it's a whole different conversation about how much is too far to report. Cause you said they're posting pictures of the hotel room, and that they actually at one point had some pictures of his body,
showing his, like tattoos
and stuff to confirm that it is him. It's like, I don't know. I know it's news, but I don't think they need TMZ needs to be posting that stuff within less than 24 hours after the guy had died.
Well, and they had like the photos of the full body, and they chose not to post
show the
those,
tattoos.
Just showed like the arm and his abdomen where the tattoos are. So as we get more information, we will certainly keep you guys posted, but rest in peace, Liam Payne, and that is what's trending.
So we go into Heads Up, and right now we're looking for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If you're caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, and we got a cool prize for you.
We have your tickets right now to see comedian Nick Swarston. He is going to be at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian this weekend. You want to go? We have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Chrissy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning. We have two categories for you to choose from for these Nick Swarston tickets. Do you want to go with Navy SEAL or Shake and Bake?
Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake, it is. This week is National Baking Week. And these are all things that are associated with baking, okay?
All right.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Chrissy, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you're going to win, and you start Heads Up now.
You preheat this to put the stuff in?
Oven.
Yes. This is where you might go to buy cookies, donuts, a cake. You might order...
Bakery?
Yes, a bakery. You need this. Like, you take your hands and knead it. This is not margarine, but
butter.
Yes, this is what if you have a cake, you put this on top of it. Like, yes, frosting. Oh my gosh. This is a blank of bread. It's a whole
Loaf?
Yes, a loaf.
Wow.
A loaf. You got it. Chrissy, congratulations.
Yay.
Nice
Thank
job.
You were fast, Chrissy. You're part of that 30-second club with that one, and you're all set now.
With these.
Yeah, you're good. Tickets for you to go see Nick Swardson. So you got your weekend plans. He'll be here this Saturday over at the Venetian, so congratulations to you. And the next hour, those tickets to go see Coldplay are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute.
Hey, coming up next, something I found out yesterday that completely blew my mind. It's some facts about a song that we've all probably heard that I did not realize there were Easter eggs in. This is not a new song, but there are Easter eggs in this song, and after all these years, it was completely ignored by so many, and I'm going to unveil these to you coming up next. It's all on the way after Ed Sheeran. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You ever find out a piece of information that just completely blows you away? And now you're not going to be able to look at something the same way? I am referring to this song right here. The song SOS by Rihanna. One of her biggest hits, right?
Yeah, we all know this song. Absolutely.
And did you know that there is actually secrets hidden inside the lyrics? Have you ever really listened to the lyrics?
I'm not. No, I'm trying to listen closely to hear what she's saying. Is she sending us a message?
There are messages being sent. So the songwriter of this song, his name is Evan Bogart, and he made an appearance on this podcast, and he was talking about writing this song. It was from 2006, and he said when he wrote it, he had no idea what he was doing, and he created the whole second verse of just strung together 80s song titles because he couldn't think of anything to write. So he just took 80s hits and put them all in there, strung them together, thought it would be super clever, and we never even caught on.
What songs are in there?
Okay, so we have the lyrics there. It's in your computer. So I want you to play it and we can stop it. So let's start with the first one.
So hit play on my end.
Yes,
okay.
Hit play. Take me, you know it's that you feel it right. Take me on my pictures, I up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me. Okay, did you just listen? Did you hear all the 80s songs that she referenced in that?
I love the 80s. I'm all about the 80s. What songs is she referencing?
Okay, do the first, just the very first one.
Okay.
Stop. She just said, take on me.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Okay, next one.
Okay, play here.
Okay.
She's got Cutting Crew in there?
I could just die up in your arms tonight. Okay?
Okay.
Next one. Stop.
Wait. Hold on. Let me back her up here. Hold on. Let me play my end again here. I'm out with you. She says it.
All right. Next one.
Okay. Let me back it up.
Stop.
Have you heard this song?
I know.
Hundreds of times.
And you're never going to listen to it the same way. Okay, keep going.
There's more?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, here we go.
Stop.
You keep me hanging on. Who is this?
Kim Wilde.
Yes.
And last one.
All right, back it up here. Hold on. Is your mind blown listening to this right now? Because mine is completely blown.
In that one verse, We hear from AHA, Cutting Crew, Modern English, Tears for Fears, Kim Wilde, and Michael Jackson all in one verse, and we never even noticed.
And she's never brought this up before. I've never heard this anything mentioned before.
No.
So today.
The songwriter, the guy who wrote the song, again, he said, I didn't know what I was doing, so I was just like, let's just string together a bunch of number one songs from the 80s to make this second verse, and that's what he did.
That's crazy.
Isn't that?
That's absolutely wild.
So next time we play that song, really listen to it, and you're going to be like, I can never listen to this song the same way again.
Because we're working in 5, 6, 80 songs in the thing. It's absolutely awesome.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Such a fan of this. If you've ever tried to cancel a subscription, you know how difficult it is to even find a way to cancel. Well, the Federal Trade Commission is changing that. They announced that they're going to soon put into place a final click to cancel rule. So basically, it would require sellers to make it as easy for consumers to cancel their enrollment as it was to sign up.
Okay.
So this is a good thing. You don't have to call this number and then ask this person and then fill this form out. There's going to be a button, just final click to cancel. They say that the rule will end businesses' tricks and traps, saying that they make people jump through endless hoops just to cancel a subscription.
I'm sorry, but is your mic cutting out now, Steph? Are you hearing that? It sounds fine.
I heard it get loud and then now it sounds low.
It sounds low right now. Yeah. It's in my ears right now, but also my headphones are all wacky. I'm sorry.
No. I thought it was good, but when you first came on, Mercedes, it went away. It was weird, and then it went back to being okay now.
Yeah. Is it your headphone? I still sound low in my ear, but now it sounds loud.
Loud, yes.
What's going on?
I don't know.
All right.
Going to the subscription thing, though, I'm dealing with a thing with Zoom. So I had my own Zoom account that I set up under the radio station. And then the radio station, our parent company, set up a corporate account and got us all Zoom accounts, which is fantastic. But Zoom still keeps charging me for the account. And I've been going back and forth literally for 6 months with them, saying, look, I've been doing screenshots, I've been doing videos, so now I have to do a Zoom with Zoom to show them how I log on, because when you log my account, when you log on with JC at Mix 94.1, which used to be the account that I paid for, it rolls over into this Odyssey account, which is automatically paid for, and they're not seeing it. For some reason, they're like, yeah, we're not seeing are you getting charged. I'm like, you guys are charging me every single month for an account that my company is also paying for, so we're getting double charged.
So what I would do, back down to low, what I would do is I would cancel the Mix 94.1 account.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you log in through Zoom again, use your Odyssey.com account.
The George.Fernandez.
Yes,
yeah. Ah, smart.
And that way, that one that you get charged for is completely gone out of the mix, and log in with your other email that we use here.
But that's a great point. But here's one of the issues I discovered when I log in under JC at Mix 94.1.fm. It automatically rolls over to the George.Fernandez at Odyssey. So I can't even access that at Mix 94.1 account to cancel it.
I would just cancel it anyway, and then when you cancel it, and if you try to log in through the work account and there's any issues, then go to our people and say, put me back on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But to talk about trying to cancel something literally for 6 months, and now they're like, we need to Zoom. I'm like, I'm going to Zoom with people at Zoom. Kind of interesting.
Has anyone ever Zoomed with the Zoom people? Have you ever gotten gas with the Chevron people?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a burger with someone that worked at McDonald's? Like, there's all this sort of of possibilities.
Drinking
here.
A Pepsi with the Pepsi distributor.
We are running out of time, so I am just going to jump to this last story here. A woman just set a Guinness World Record for identifying the most weekend songs in 1 minute. Her name is Carla O'Brien, and she listens to his music daily. She didn't need much practice for this record-setting attempt. She says, I've known every lyric of weekend songs for so many years. It's second nature to me. She says she's absolutely thrilled to have earned that record that celebrates her love for his music and hopes to one day meet him. I see, you can set a record for anything.
You really can.
Like, who else attempted that? No one. I guarantee it. And that's what's going on.
When you said identified weekend songs, I'm thinking songs that mention the weekend, like Working for the Weekend.
No, the singer, the guy,
yes,
Abel Tesfaye.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Coming up here next hour at 7:30, we have your tickets to go see Coldplay. It's a sold-out show, but we've got your tickets when you conquer the Mega Minute.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I love babies, and your friends, they just had a baby one back in June.
Back in June, yes.
How's the baby doing?
Baby is fantastic. I was actually talking about the wife, the mom, because she had a diversion to eggs. I mentioned that earlier in the week about she loves eggs. When she came pregnant, just couldn't stand the thought of eggs. And I was talking to another buddy this week, and I just learned something that went down recently with my friends. My two buddies work together. My buddies, Jeff and Tim. I'm changing names here. Jeff is the one that had the baby. When you had Sophie and Brooklyn, would you let people touch your baby? Touch your infant? Are they still an infant after 4 or 5 months?
Oh yeah. Well, they're still a baby.
Okay.
I don't even think they're an infant at that point. Well, I did always ask people, like, hey, if you want to hold her, I don't have any problem with people holding my baby. But I would just ask them to wash their hands, especially when they're that little and they don't have like any of their immunizations or anything
okay.
like that. Well, actually, they might have had a couple, I think, at 3 months. But I would just say, like, hey, just make sure you wash your hands. No big deal. Or do you mean like out in public? Like,
no,
people are like, ooh, look at the cute little baby, stuff like that.
Well, here's what happened with my buddy. He came to the office to show everyone the baby. The mom came and everything. And the boss, their boss, went over, who has a couple kids. I think she actually has a couple grandkids too. Went over and started to touch the baby. Oh, so cute. Da-da-da. What's her name? Da-da-da-da. Touching the baby and everything. And the mom just goes, please don't touch my baby. She didn't want anyone touching the baby. And one friend described it as, she almost snapped at their boss saying, don't touch my baby. It was kind of rude and curt about it. And he was cool and he backed off. He's like, I'm so sorry. And everything seemed fine then. My buddy was telling me ever since that incident, it's been real awkward in the office. Their boss is normally friendly and outgoing. And he's just been very short with my buddy that had the baby, whose wife said, please don't touch my baby.
I understand not wanting people to touch your baby. I do. I think there is definitely a way that you can deliver that message without coming across so short. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is it wrong to tell people, don't touch my baby? Is it all in the delivery? Did you do that? I get it. I do get it. I really do. But I think you could just be like, oh, you know, there's stuff going around, so for right now I'm just going to keep her with me, and I'm so sorry, like, I promise you'll be able to hold her at some point or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people say before, like, don't touch her or don't touch him, like, stay away. And you know, it's all in the delivery, in my opinion.
My buddy Tim was saying that what he felt Jeff should heads up, she's protective or she's worried about germs, so please no one touch the baby. My buddy thinks the husband should have gave the heads up to the office about how she feels about people touching the baby. He didn't say a word. So when she rolled in and boss man comes up and touchy, she was very curt and very short about, please don't touch my baby.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is it rude to tell people not to touch your child? Phone calls are coming in. Let's take a break here and come back because Amy is on the phone, and she has a very strong opinion about this. Basically saying, hey, if I want to touch your baby, I'm going to touch your baby.
Ooh.
We're going to find out more about what she thinks and take more of your calls at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you have a newborn baby and you take it out in public, do you think it's okay to tell people not to touch your baby? Amy, thank you so much for holding. You have some thoughts about this. What do you think?
Oh my God, I cannot believe that that lady was upset. Like, if you didn't want people to touch your baby, then you shouldn't have brought your baby out. Of course I'm going to touch your baby. Everybody loves babies. You know, when you bring them out, it's a big beacon. Touch my baby. As long as I'm not sick and, like, my hands are clean, I'm touching that baby.
Do you think that it's rude? Like, maybe if you say it in a nice way, like, I totally get it. And I had never really had a problem as long as people wash their hands. But is it rude to just be like, hey, for right now, we're not letting anyone touch them? Is that okay? Or are you just like, hey, it's fair game. Baby's out. Baby gets touched.
Fair game. Baby's out. Baby gets touched.
I think maybe, too, it was in her delivery, too, of saying, don't touch my baby. It was just very, very curt and very rude. It wasn't in a, oh, my gosh, like you said, Mercedes, you mind washing your hands? Or it's cold and flu season. Would you mind not touching my baby? I think a lot was in the delivery of how she said, do not touch my baby, is what my buddy is how she said it to their boss. And it's still awkward 2 weeks later.
And, well, in her defense, she just had a child, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on in a woman's body, in a woman's mind, and... You know what? It happens. And I think we need to be a little more forgiving on stuff like that. But just back to Amy's point, I'm going to agree to disagree on this. I don't think that it's fair game. If someone, does that mean we're all fair game if we go out? If you want to touch me, you can touch me? No. It's not okay.
That's a great point. You couldn't compare it to an adult. You don't want to be touched. Like, you just walk up and start tickling someone, do you?
Yeah. So, again, if, like, the parent's cool with it, cool. But... What do you guys think? The phones are blowing up. We're going to take more of your calls. And if you have a comment on this, do you agree? Do you agree baby out in public, fair game? Or are you like, no, we have to have a discussion about this. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We are talking about babies and touching babies. Is it okay? Is it not okay? JC's friend, she caught some heat for telling someone not to touch their baby. And we just had a listener on, Amy, who said, hey, if a baby's out in public, it's fair game. I'm touching it. What do you think?
That's just like rude. I mean, that's my baby. You cannot touch my baby. I just had a baby. You can't touch the baby. That's like a puppy out in town. You know, if you have a puppy, I don't just go around touching your puppy, or I can't just touch your hair or your clothes. Like, how rude.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you need to at least ask. I get it. You want to touch it. Babies are adorable. But say, can I hold her, or is it okay if I touch him, or something like that? Just going in and saying, hey, this baby is all of our babies to touch, you know?
Coming in hot like the Boston.
Yeah, I agree with you, Marianne. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Andriette. Hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I sort of agree with Amy. I don't think it's fair game, but I do agree with her. I mean, I feel like if you bring your child or your baby into the office, it should be expected that someone's going to come up to them and try and hold them and kiss them even. So I feel like that's expected.
But do you think that... I get wanting to, but don't you think the right thing to do is ask for permission first instead of just going in?
I do agree with that. I mean, I personally wouldn't bring my baby into the office when they're that young. I know that I was snapping at everybody when I gave birth to my baby. So I probably wouldn't bring them in at all. I think it is, you know, courtesy to ask, but I also feel like you should expect that from people.
But does that change things? So the baby was born in June. This happened a couple weeks ago. So about 3 months, the baby's 3 months old. Is that still too early to bring a child out and about in public?
It depends on what your doctor
not
says, really.
Not in public. I just feel like at the office, because, you know, like the people you work with are basically your family. So they expect that, you know, they expect you letting them hold the baby or whatnot. You know, like, I did take my son out when he was 3 months old, out and about, but these were strangers. But like, if I'm bringing them to the school I work at, for example, I know everybody's going to want to hold that baby and kiss it and grab him and, you know, touch him.
I agree with that, but that doesn't mean that they should be able to. Like, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I it doesn't mean I should be able to.
It's a good analogy. I'm not going to walk up to you, Mercedes, and go, oh, look at you.
Yeah. But if I offer it, like, hey, would you like to hold her? Mm-hmm. Then you could be like, yeah. But if you said no, I'd be like, what's your problem?
Hold my baby.
I don't know. I think we have to have more respect for people's personal space. Shay, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I think that we need to be a little bit kinder to postpartum mothers. I understand why JC's friend snapped at the boss. I mean, as somebody who dealt with pretty bad postpartum anxiety, you don't just want people touching your kid willy-nilly and, you know, without your permission. And I think people need to take it easy on postpartum mothers. I think a lot of people forget what we go through right after. Like you said earlier, Mercedes, there's a lot going on in our brains.
Yeah, it's hard. It's anxiety, depression. There's so many different, like you can go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It's really hard. And so, yeah, it would be nice if the boss had a little bit of, you know, empathy and understanding for his wife because, you know, it's a tough time. It's really hard. And sometimes it takes a couple years to move past that, right, Shay?
Absolutely. My daughter is 3. I mean, granted, I just had another baby, but my daughter is 3 and I'm still not normal.
Still not right. I hear you. I hear you, Shay. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Definitely the last two ladies I agree with, where it's all about common courtesy. You just have to be able to allow people to acknowledge, like, hey, can I touch your baby? Maybe if you are going to bring the baby out in public, let's say a workplace, maybe warn your friends or your coworkers, like, hey, guys, like, we're going to bring her out today or this day. But if you guys can, just make sure to wash your hands or have hand sanitizer. Because, again, it is expected, especially on a workplace or a public place, that you know people are expecting the baby. Maybe they, you know, will want to obviously touch the baby. But absolutely respect the mother because, like, she does go through a lot. I'm about to have a baby in 2 months. So I already have been telling my family, like, guys, we're when the baby's born and I'm just coming out, like, you know, let's take our time, please. Like, make sure to wash your hands, be clean, because I know everyone wants to hold this beautiful baby. But she's mine.
Yes, so, personal space. Is this
my wishes?
Is this your first baby, Vanessa?
She's going to be my second.
Your second baby? Oh, I'm so happy for you. You got to give mom some space. And she's, you know, it's that maternal instinct that kicks in. And be kind. Like, we don't just go up to regular people. Like, you're out and about. That means I can touch you.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that.
Do you think my buddy and I were talking, saying that my friend should have gave the heads up to the people in the office. He knows how his wife is. And that to complete respect, you know, if you don't want me to touch your baby, I'm not going to touch your baby. But do you think my buddy should have gave a heads up? Like, hey, Suzanne's going to come by with the baby tomorrow. Just a heads up. You know, she's very protective. She's worried about germs. So please, no one touch the baby when she comes. We're just excited for everyone to see everyone. Do you think you should give it a warning to the office?
Well, I don't really. I guess I'm being nitpicky. Uh-huh. I don't really like the way you phrase that. Like, she's really nitpicky. Like, putting it on her.
I'm
like,
not putting it on her. But I'm saying, should you give a warning? Though?
Right. But what the warning, I think, should be like, hey, she's a newborn and we're just kind of trying to limit the contact that we have with her. Not like, you know my wife. You know,
no, I didn't mean. Like, I mean, like, no, that, I'm not, I'm not trying to come across that way of like, oh, the old ball and chain is bringing the bell. I'm saying, should you, you know, said in a proper way, listen, guys, my wife is coming in. I'm excited about this moment.
I know you all want to see the baby and we're going to bring her in. But right now we're just really trying to limit our contact that she has with people. So if you want to take a look, take a picture. We're totally like loving that. But right now we're not letting anyone hold her. I'd be like, done. Take a selfie with the baby in the background.
And here we go. All right. It's now time for the Mega Minutes.
Your tickets to go see Coldplay. They are playing 2 shows at Allegiant Stadium. Both shows sold out the day the tickets went on sale, but we have your tickets for that Friday show right now with the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, and in that 60 seconds, you have 10 questions that you have to answer correctly. And when you get them all right, these tickets are yours. Who is ready to take on the Mega Minute? Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mix Countdown Minute.
And Lynn is caller 20. Woo! Good morning, Lynn. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm so nervous.
Oh, I'm doing good. Deep breaths. You got this. You know, it's 10 questions, and I think you'll be able to handle this. We'd love to get you these Coldplay tickets.
So, Lynn, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer those 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or if you say pass, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And, Lynn, the Mega Minute, you start now.
The MLB team, the Yankees, are from what city?
New York.
Yes. What does the acronym YOLO stand for?
You only live once.
Yes. Vin Diesel plays Dominic Toretto in what movie series?
The Fast and the Furious.
Yes. What TV show started with a plane crash and chronicles its characters?
Locked.
Yes. Mount Fuji is the highest mountain in what country?
Japan.
Yes. What 2009 award show did Kanye West interrupt Taylor Swift at?
MTV VMA Awards.
Yes. Who was the U.S. president in 2009?
Donald Trump?
No. What band?
Oh, Barack Obama.
Yes. What band sings the hits Clocks and A Sky Full of Stars?
Coldplay.
Yes. The Manhattan Project was a codename to develop a what nuclear weapon?
The nuclear bomb?
Yes. The slogan, because you're worth it, is used by what popular beauty line?
Maybelline?
No.
Girl?
No.
Revlon?
No.
Pat?
That's the last question.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
no. Oh my gosh.
You were right there, Lynn.
Because you're
I love makeup
it.
Too.
It's
no.
It's L'Oreal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking up just in case our question makers were wrong. Maybe they got this one wrong, but I just looked up and it is indeed L'Oreal. That is the slogan for.
She was so fast. She was finishing ones before you even finished the question. She was so good.
She was. Lynn, you were incredible. I'm so, so sorry. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Coldplay at the Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be an amazing show. And caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you watched Monsters, the Menendez brothers story?
I watched, I think it was the first episode, and actually got to the point where they killed their parents, and that was pretty violent, so I stopped after that.
Okay, I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't gotten to it yet, and it's really brought the brothers back into the news cycle. The extended family of the Menendez brothers, the subject of the second season of the Netflix crime drama Monsters, they are actually rallying for the release from a California prison. Eric and Lyle Menendez were found guilty of killing their parents in Beverly Hills nearly three decades ago. They've always maintained that they didn't kill them for money, but because their father had been molesting them for years while their mother stood by him. Relatives say they feel like just completely blindsided by the announcement that the LA County DA said that he's reviewing the case, like in a good way. The family held a news conference yesterday to gain public support for the brothers' release from prison.
Yeah, I remember when the trial was going down, I wasn't paying close attention to it. I always thought they'd done it for the money. And then when this thing came out, learning the horrific things that they allegedly went through as a child, oh my God, I couldn't even imagine the things they went through.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I remember hearing as a kid about the case, and that was that. And I was getting my hair done on Monday, and my hairdresser was asking me, like, have you watched that show? And I was like, no, I haven't. It's about the two brothers that killed their parents. And she's like, yeah, but like, do you know why? And I was like, no. And she was telling me some of the stuff, and I was mortified. I had no idea that stuff happened, none whatsoever. And so I was like, That is absolutely awful. I could not believe it.
But then the story is then also the mom wasn't doing anything, but she knew all these things were happening to them, and she never stepped in to stop the father from doing this stuff to her kids.
Is that the case?
That's what I heard. Again, this is the same thing. People tell me what they watch.
I'm going to watch the show, definitely. Also this morning, Nick Jonas is in the news this morning. He was briefly targeted by a laser pointer during a Jonas Brothers concert in Prague recently. It was terrifying because he's performing. You can watch the video and you see this red dot in the middle of his forehead.
Oh gosh.
And he immediately does the cut signal to his offstage staff and runs off the stage. The performance was halted. The arena confirmed that the show was paused for several minutes due to the incident. And after the issue was addressed, they resumed their performances. This is just part of a growing concern for artist safety. There's been issues, Taylor Swift. There was some issues at a Harry Styles concert, and the Jonas Brothers were in Poland for their rescheduled European leg of their tour at the time. I don't understand why people bring laser pointers to concerts. That's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, and I'm watching the video now, and it's not like a timeout slip off stage.
No.
He is running as if he's about to get shot or something, and I can see why he's doing that. But yeah, and that must be a signal because he's doing that timeout. You see a security team calling people and ushering him to safety. That's scary.
Yeah, finally. This morning, Gen Z and millennial newlyweds are asking for practical gifts for their wedding. A new report shows that 55% more couples are adding a home fund to their wedding registry than in 2008. They say that the whole idea, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Get it. They come in threes. Let's see what we got here. One.
The pressure. I couldn't do it because I had the pressure.
You did four during the food drive once.
I know. I tell you, that's because we were outside and my allergies were acting up. They say the whole idea of giving a wedding gift is to invest and celebrate someone's future together as a couple, and that there's no more profound way to do that than by contributing maybe to a new home or helping them pay off some of the debt that they were.
That'd be awesome.
Cash is king. I'm telling you, it is the best gift to give. Absolutely.
Except to a friend on Christmas.
Well, yeah, that was weird. JC gave Steph and I cash one year for Christmas. And while I appreciated the sentiment, I was just more upset that you took the time to buy gift cards for our other coworkers and not us.
Listen, I went left to buy them. I was at downtown Summerlin. Gift cards. I turned right to the ATM for you.
They get the gift cards. Okay. All right. Finally, this morning, or actually coming up this morning, we're going to talk about Liam Payne. I know a lot of you were really shocked by the news. I think we all were really shocked by the news, and we've been getting calls all morning with people wanting to talk about it. We're going to give you the latest on the situation, but the former One Direction member has died after falling from the third story of his hotel room. We're going to talk about that. Get your thoughts. You know, so many of you were fans of the band and of Liam himself, and it's just a really sad situation. How are you guys feeling this morning? We're going to talk about all that coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. The news this morning, I think that it was weighing heavily on a lot of people's minds, is the news of Liam Payne. He has passed away at 31 years old. He reportedly died after falling from a third floor hotel room in Argentina. Ambulance workers confirmed the death of the singer. He was found in an interior hotel patio. It's still not any confirmation on whether or not this was intentional or accidental, but some photos have been released this morning of the inside of his hotel room, and there's a lot happening in there. Mm-hmm. They reported that he was acting erratically, smashed a laptop in the hotel room, a TV is smashed, and there appears to be maybe some drug paraphernalia on there. It's just you have to be very careful on what you report until things are confirmed, and just want to give the respect to the people that are closest to him. He was recently in the news over reports of his ex saying that he deserted her, and it was just really bad stuff that had been online about him lately that I was seeing, and so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but needless to say, it's a tragedy either way you look at it. It's just so sad. He had revealed a few years ago that he had struggled with alcohol and prescription drug addiction. I know a lot of you grew up with One Direction. That was your group, and a lot of you are feeling immense sadness this morning. We've been taking so many calls, people wanting to talk about it, and we're opening up the phones. How are you feeling this morning? What do you want to say? Chrissy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What are your thoughts?
Well, learning the news was honestly pretty shocking because he's so young. I mean, he's my age. So it kind of just made my world stand still for a minute. And then when you find out the why or the how, it's just like adds that much more intensity.
Yeah. And I don't know if we will ever really know the why. That's the thing. Like, the answers, are we going to get them? And are we entitled to them? I don't know. It's just, it's heartbreaking. You're right. 31 years old, has a 7-year-old son. Corinne, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, when I think of One Direction, I would have them on my iPad. I'm sorry, on my iPod walking to class in college. So I always associate them with college. And when I saw the news yesterday, I actually had to do a double take. I was like, Liam Payne, as in One Direction, Liam Payne? And like the previous caller just said, like, he's even a couple years younger than I am. And it just was shocking. And the thing that gets me the most is him leaving his son behind. And that's just tragic.
It's so tragic. I don't know if you saw, Corinne, like, some of his snaps that he was posting earlier in the day, and he's like, it's a beautiful day in Argentina, just everything seemed to be good. And then to see that news yesterday afternoon. Christina, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. That's devastating. You know, I grew up with boy bands, and now I have a daughter that, you know, with boy bands. So we connected through One Direction. We would sing their songs in the car, especially That What Makes You Beautiful. You know, I would mm-hmm. always sing that song to her, and Night Changes. So it really hit hard. It's going to be one of those, you know, moments where were you when you heard the news type of thing. So yes, and she's devastated. It was like a way for us to connect through music, because I like older music, she likes newer music, and One Direction connected us. So it's really sad, and like everyone's saying, him leaving his child behind, that's the saddest part of all. And he's so young, so yeah, I think everyone's just, I'm pretty sad.
Yeah, music really brings a lot of people together. And just on that note, you know, I think we should play a One Direction song. Just, you know, it brings back a lot of emotions, and he meant a lot to a lot of people. And so let's play Night Changes here, and remind you that if you need to talk to anyone, you can call 988. It's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's Mix.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. This was so random. Has anybody ever had a celebrity come to your school, speak at your school? If so, who was that celebrity? 702-364-9400. My brother John sends a text message to the family group message last night saying that every fall, his son's school, JP, my nephew, they have what's called Author Day. And an author comes in, usually of a children's book or some kind of book. They come in and they speak about the book and they sell their book. And it's a thing. And my brother's like, usually it's no one anyone's ever heard of. But he goes, but today, a major TV star came into my nephew's school. And he had his guess, and he said the clues he gave us, it was a huge TV show in the 70s. This guy was a star of this TV show in the 70s, one of the biggest TV stars in the 70s. Still, like, continued success in movies in the 80s, 90s, and even 2000s. Any guesses as to who the celebrity would be?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's kind of a big window there. An actor?
It's an actor, yes. It's an actor.
Dick Van Dyke.
No, not Dick Van Dyke. I was throwing out like Ricky Schroeder. He's like, no. I'm like, Dukes of Hazzard, no. Love Boat, no. I'll give it to you. At my nephew's school, Fonzie showed up to speak about a book at my nephew's school.
Henry Winkler?
Henry Winkler.
I literally just saw a story about him in our stuff this morning.
You said with him and Jelly Roll, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He sent a fan letter to Jelly Roll and started it with, Dear Mr. Roll. Hey.
My nephew's school, this little elementary school in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Henry Winkler showed up for Author Day to talk about his new kids' book and had signed copies. And my nephew JP came home from school with a signed copy of Henry Winkler's book that he's out pushing.
That is impressive. I mean, that is an icon. That is absolutely huge. Did you have a celebrity come to visit your school? And who was it? 702-364-9400. Mine's not nearly as cool as Fonzie. Do you know who Ed Green is?
Ed Green.
Ed Green. G-R-E-N-E. There's an E on the end.
Okay, Ed Green. Was he a...
Anyone? No.
A news anchor in the Denver area?
No, he was a meteorologist at our local news.
Okay.
Nine News. Ed Green. He came to my school and he talked to us about the weather. And I thought it was cool. And then when I went home and told my parents that Ed Green was at our school, they were like, oh my gosh,
right?
Ed Green? Like, he's a Denver icon. I'm telling you. I think he just retired, as a matter of fact.
Did he?
Like, the guy's been on Denver television for years. 702-364-9400. Steph, who came to your school?
I will never forget it because I ended up ditching this day and I found out through friends. So my high school back in San Diego, we won a radio competition by the most texts you'll get to get Soulja Boy. Do you guys remember Soulja Boy?
Yes.
Soulja Boy.
Crank that. We won a competition that Soulja Boy was going to come, but we didn't know when. So the day I ended up ditching was the day that Soulja Boy came to perform.
Oh. That's awful that you missed that. Man, what's up with getting Henry Winkler and Soulja Boy and then Ed Green? I feel like something's off here. We're getting some texts here at 702-364-9400. I had Judy Blume come to my school in middle school in the late 80s.
That's big.
I remember reading the Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and Blubber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of those. Those were good. When my son was in the third grade, this is another text that came in. Sam Argier came to the school and talked about whether my son actually went to school with his daughter. Why does that name sound familiar?
Who's Sam Argier? I don't know. Is that why should we know that name?
I feel it sounds really familiar. Oh, he does. He does the weather at Fox 5.
Oh,
okay.
Sam Argier.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Totally spaced. Let's really quick. Summer, who came to your school?
Yes. The Rock. Wait,
I'm sorry. You cut out. It sounded like you said The Rock. There's no way that you said The Rock. Oh my gosh.
Your phone's cutting out.
The Rock? Wait, are you there, Summer?
I'm here.
Okay, say it again. The Rock came to your school?
The Rock, yeah. He was at Motion Dance. I went to school with his niece.
That's the coolest
huge one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, let's rank them.
Okay.
Let's rank them.
Okay.
The Rock, Henry Winkler, Soulja Boy, and Ed Green.
Ed Green is it's tough, but I would have to go The Rock, Winkler, Ed Green, Soulja Boy.
What? Ed Green? You beat Soulja Boy?
I go The Rock, Ed Green, Soulja Boy, Henry Winkler.
What? Fonzie? What was his catchphrase?
Hey! Wasn't it like sit on it something?
I think so.
Sit on it.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
My brother asked JP, he goes, Julie was? He goes, nope.
Absolutely not.
Just an older guy selling a book. Here we go. It's now time for Heads Up, and we're looking for caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have your tickets right now to check out New Kids on the Block. So many people are so excited about this new residency that they're going to be doing at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. And your tickets right now to check it out with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and you get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
You're caller 20.
Woo! Yay! I'm so excited.
You ready to play Heads Up for these New Kids on the Block tickets?
I am.
Okay, pick a category. Your choices are Pasta Bowl or Teammate.
Ooh, let's do pasta.
Pasta Bowl. Okay, National Pasta Day is today. So these are all foods that start with the letter P, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Let's see.
All right, here we go. Sarah, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and then you'll win, and you start now.
This is a breakfast food. You put syrup on them.
Pancakes.
Yes. This is what you carve at Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Yes. This is like a chocolate, vanilla, tapioca.
No.
Close. Let's not Jello, but.
Pat.
Okay, this is a type of pie that you could have. It's like nuts.
Again?
Yes. This is what you would have like with hummus. You would have little slices of this with hummus.
Pass.
This is a season like a green seasoning. It's always like on the side of your plate for garnish.
Pass.
Okay, this is, I'm going to pass that one. This is basically ham is a type of this kind of meat.
Poultry. Pork.
Yes, this is another, like, really big shrimp. They're called these.
Time. Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was prawns. Prawns.
Prawns.
And then the one that really tripped us up was pudding. Like, people don't eat pudding anymore. It's so weird. I'm so sorry, Sarah. That means that we cannot give you these tickets, but hang right up and call back because caller 20, you're going to get them right now. Two tickets to see New Kids on the Block, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So yesterday, the former Clark County, Nevada public administrator, Robert Tellis, he was sentenced to additional time in prison yesterday for the murder of journalist Jeff Gurman back in September of 2022. He was found guilty in August of stabbing Gurman to death after he reported on alleged corruption in Tellis's office. So he was sentenced to 20 years in prison after he was convicted by that jury in August. But yesterday, Judge Michelle Levitt sentenced him to an additional 8 to 20 years under enhancements to his conviction. So he'll be eligible for parole in 26 years at the age of 76.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that whole case, too, him just like denying it, saying that all that stuff was planted. I'm like, dude, there you are in front of the house. Everything is, wasn't his shoes in the house and everything?
Yeah. It just said like, I don't know. That whole trial was really crazy.
It was.
Yeah.
And I know they're doing a Dateline special. Dateline has been working on a whole special to cover that whole story.
Yeah. There's a lot to cover. That is for sure. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but J-Hope from BTS officially completed his mandatory military service yesterday, becoming the second BTS member to be discharged. While there was not a formal event to mark the occasion, he did greet Korean media outside the training center. Fellow BTS member Jin was the first to complete a service, and he was out there with flowers ready to give them to J-Hope when he came out. It was really sweet.
So two are done.
Two are done, and we've got five more in there. They're all going to be done next year, and then reunion time.
Big time.
Yes,
that's great.
Excited.
Kind of like a blessing, almost like, you know, so there's not overexposure. They're serving their country, and then next thing you know, here they are giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of music, JC snuck into a music call that I had yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm the assistant music director here at Mix 94.1, so I'll have, like, meetings with some of the record labels when there's a new song that's going to be dropping, usually. They'll give us a heads up before, say, hey, do you want to hear it before it's released? And I love that. It's it's always fun to hear these songs before they come out, and they just want kind of your opinion on them. And so I had a call scheduled yesterday with a label, and they're like, there's a new song coming out that I really, you know, we want you to hear. And I knew the artist, I knew who it was, I knew what the song was, but I was like, oh man, JC, I really want him to hear this, because it's a remix of a song, not even a remix, it's just a new take on a song that I know you love. So we start the call, they start the music, and then I turn off my camera and I motion to you. I'm like, come in here! And you heard it. And the song is by David Guetta and Ava Max. And I asked the label if I can talk about this, and they said yes. And it's coming out actually tonight at 9 p.m. And they are working with Alphaville on this song, and it's a new version of Forever Young.
I went running in there, and I was waiting. I was kind of watching you from the corner of my eye, because I can see Mercedes through in her studio. It's a glass window. And you signaled me. I went sprinting in there, and I came in right when the song was starting. I love the song. Did you tell them that I was in there, or no?
Yeah, after the call, I said, hey, just so you know, my coworker, he is a huge Alphaville fan. I asked him to come in, and he's like, oh, good. What was his feedback? And I said, I think he loved
it.
Yeah,
it was good.
Like, yeah. And he said, you know, we can't play the song, obviously, until it's officially out. But he said, anything that they post on their social media, you can play. And so I went to David Guetta's TikTok, and he put a little clip on there. So he said I could play this. So here's a little snippet. This is what David Guetta posted. So that comes out tonight at 9. Well, we'll definitely give it a play tomorrow so you guys can check it out.
Yeah, it's a great sound. I'm excited for everyone to hear it, because as soon as I heard it, I'm like, this is going to be a hit.
Yeah,
I love that song so much.
It's really good.
And you were saying, so actually Alphaville is working with them. We hear them on the song.
They gave their blessing. They're a part of the song, so they're on the credits of the song. It's David Guetta, Alphaville, and Ava Max
together.
So, all right, finally this morning, a trip to Disney is a magical experience. Sometimes, though, you're going to spend a lot of the day waiting in lines. But now, if you're willing to spend a few extra $100 on top of the cost of the admission, you can pay for the privilege of skipping the line. So Disney just announced the launch of their new Lightning Lane Premier Pass for their U.S. parks. They're definitely not cheap, but maybe it'll save you time. They're similar to the line jumping passes at other theme parks. They allow you to get into a faster line at attractions that accept them. So it'll work at any time of the day of the visit, just once per ride. You do not have to book it ahead on the app. Not all rides at Disney have a Lightning Lane pass, just FYI, but they're kicking it off next week, October 23rd. Right now, they're going to be available on a first-come, first-served basis with limited availability, and the passes are going to cost $400 a person per day, no matter what.
$400 a person per day?
That's on top of what you already paid
for
your
everything else?
Ticket.
Okay, yeah. You're the Disney expert. Is it worth it? If you have the money, is it worth it?
If you have the money, yeah, go for it. If I don't have the money to pay for that, especially for my entire family.
Oh, yeah, the entire family.
There's just no way. But, I mean, if you do have the money, I'd say it's worth it. I'd say, like, if I'm Bill Gates, I'm getting the Lightning Lane Premier passes 100%.
You don't win in any lines to get that kind of money. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're still getting a lot of people calling and texting us about our career day segment that we do on Wednesdays, where we have someone with an interesting job and we open up the phones. You can ask any question you want about the job. And yesterday we had Ariel on the show, and she is one of those haunted house actors that just scares you so much. And we learned so much about that industry yesterday. I didn't realize, like, they have their own secret language when it comes to working at a haunted house.
Yeah, there's actually a panic word. Was it purgatory? If you say that, they'll get you out of the ride immediately. It means you're too scared. And then we learned what a wet kill is. Take a listen to this. Let's go back to that segment yesterday. Someone else sent a text message. Has anyone ever peed their pants? They were so scared.
Oh, yeah. That's what we call a wet kill.
A wet kill?
Yeah, that's what happens when you pee your pants.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Do you have a running tally? I'm like, oh, we had 7 wet kills this season.
Oh yeah, we'll take numbers and count.
That is so funny. Have you ever been the victim of a wet kill anywhere, not in a haunted house, where you just you lost control? Where were you the victim of a wet kill? 702-364-9400. Where you just peed your pants.
I had a wet kill. I was still in high school. I was a senior, and we all go to the gym afterwards. Like it was a fitness club we'd go to, like LVAC or something. But this was back in Pennsylvania. And I remember doing like a leg press, and I had to go to the bathroom, and it was heavy weight, and it came down. And that, when you have a lot of weight and you're doing a leg press and you're in that position, it puts a lot of pressure on your stomach, on your bladder and everything. I'll never forget it because it came down. I was trying to show, but it came down heavy weight, and just enough came out where enough to, I felt the need to go home after that.
Did your buddies see?
Oh yeah. My buddy Jeff Arnold, I'll never forget. He was coming down on me. Bye! More friends there. I'm like, I'm going to get out of here before this escalates into an ongoing joke about JC peed his pants doing a leg press.
Oh no. So did that follow you around for
a
while?
No, it did not. No, because I think I'm like, I'm out of here. And I just left. I went home. Didn't give any chance to anyone to come down on me. Maybe they made fun of me more that afternoon after I left, but it was never a thing that stuck with me.
702-364-9400. Jessica, did you find yourself in the situation where you had a wet kill? Jessica, were you peeing your pants?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I lost you guys for a minute.
No worries. What happened?
So I went to the MGM Scream Park back in the day when I was 15 with my boyfriend, and I, as Finding Nemo calls it, I inked. I inked, and I was scared, and I haven't done any haunted houses since.
That is so funny. I think I might like that one a little bit better. I inked instead of the wet kill.
Have you ever had inked is what they said in Finding Nemo? Inked. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever inked?
I mean, yes, more times than I like to admit, but not out of like terror or anything. It's more like I said yesterday, sneezing. After you have a baby, like, that's harder to control. I'm trying to think. I did, you know what? I did have, my daughter had a wet kill. I think I've mentioned this before. I thought I was going to be hilarious and hide under her bed once and scare her. I don't know why I did this. It was, looking back, it was such a stupid thing to do. So I was like, oh, this will be funny. I'm going to scare her. I go under her bed. She walks in her room. I see her legs right in front of her bed, and I grab her ankle. And I go, bah! And I'm like, haha. And she starts screaming. She starts crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, baby, I'm so sorry. I was just playing a little joke. I'm so sorry. I pick her up, and she is completely wet.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That's a bad judgment of parenting. I love you so much, but think about what you did to your daughter.
Regrets, I've had a few. I really regret doing that. Absolutely.
We were good.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Come back tomorrow. We've got a lot going on. It's Friday. We'll finally get the weekend kicked off right. We'll do that also in the 9 o'clock hour with the Friday Rewind, where we will take it back to the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. Can't wait to be back for that. And plus, more tickets for you to see New Kids on the Block and tickets for Coldplay. All of that tomorrow morning on the show. We have J-Love coming up next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Lesson learned. No parent is perfect.
Looking back, it was such a stupid thing to do. So I was like, oh, this will be funny. I'm going to scare her. I go under her bed. She walks in her room. I see her legs right in front of her bed, and I grab her ankle. And I go, bah! And I'm like, haha. And she starts screaming. She starts crying. Pick her up, and she is completely wet.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That's a bad judgment of parenting. I love you so much, but think about what you did to your daughter.
Regrets, I've had a few. I guess I did it my way, but it was the wrong way.
That'll do it for show number 2154 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.